Welcome back for part four of our informational interview with Alonzo Segura.
So I think, so my route runs straight through service, right?
Yep.
So first thing I would say, of course, thank you for your curiosity. I'm glad you're exploring this option. And I would say, you know, see it through. Go talk to, I'm 24 years out. Talk to somebody a little closer, right? So talk to somebody that's 4 years out and took that avenue. And at USC, you've got the three major services represented. And it's an easy sort of, hey, I don't want to talk to you specifically, but put me in touch with someone that's graduated, you know, a year last year or maybe 2 years ago. And let me interview that person. There is wanting to find out more about what your future looks like. It should be made easier by talking to all the people that have just taken that path.
Yeah.
And I think just in general, in terms of, you know, serving in the armed forces, I think that it's a hyper-partisan world. And I think armed forces remain one of the most respected institutions today. So I think there's got to be a reason for that.
Yeah. And I love that viewpoint of it is the process you took worked for you, and it was a good process, and I'm sure you would recommend it to others. You have recommended it, but it there might be other processes. And so gathering information, that's why we're doing this interview, is to allow people to hear your experience and that recommendation of go and see other people's experiences and the importance of that.
I'll add,
yes,
if you don't mind, it occurs to me that I just did this myself, right? So after a 20 year career, it comes time to, you know, I choose to retire.
Yeah.
And that can be frightening, like scary. Mm-hmm. And so I did, and I see people do this all the time. When you're a year out from retirement, you start calling everybody you know, and then everybody that they know, hey, you just retired last year. What was it like? What did you experience? Any lessons? And there's a thousand questions like, how do finances work? What am I supposed to wear? I just wear a uniform. What? Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's all of these things, but the way that very scary transition at the end of career number one, that I managed it and that I see my peers manage it, was call everybody who's a year ahead of you. They just did it. How did they do it? In that transfer of knowledge, then you just pay it forward, you pay it back, right?
Yeah.
So I've been out, you know, this amount of time, I still get calls all the time from friends that say, hey, I'm 6 months out, I'm a year out, I'm gonna retire, can I talk to you? And we'll talk, I will take that call every time.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic point to bring up to our listeners, and thank you for bringing it up, is that not everyone, possibly we'll kind of answer that phone call when you're reaching out on LinkedIn or the Trojan Network or the other networks that you have. But a lot of people will. Do reach out. Do ask those questions. Mm-hmm. Take that chance of reaching out and saying, hey, you're a year or two, 3 years ahead of me. How do I go from where I'm at to where you're at? And have that understanding. And thank you for bringing it up as a professional, well into your first career and now into a second career, that you are willing to give that information. And it's not something like, oh no, I have another call. It's like, no, please ask me questions. I'm so excited to talk about this. And that is something that a lot of students, I think, fear is, well, I don't want to bother them. Do you feel like you're being bothered when those people reach out to you?
Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a huge thing for these students to remember, I feel like.
Yeah. I think that's very important. You don't have to do it alone. People have done it and take advantage of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, we are coming to the end of our time. Thank you so much, Alonzo, for all of your words of wisdom. Thank you for joining us on Ask John today. Is there anything in particular or final words of wisdom that you would like to plug or say to our listeners?
Yeah, I'll take you up on that. I think it's very, just general, you know, advice. I think it's very important to come up with your personal values. And I know I used to think this was cliched. But whether it's growth or curiosity or family or love or whatever, pick two, man. And then have your calendar reflect those two. And if your calendar doesn't align with those values, you're you've got to do something. Your life's not going. So I think having your time reflect your values is very important. And in terms of a plug, my current company, Peritone, is always hiring. We're always looking for new talent. So check out our careers page, which is careers.periton.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the questionnaire at the bottom of the Ask John page on the Dornsife Career Pathways website. I want to answer your questions. That's why we're doing this whole thing. For more career information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu Career Pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to Ask John.